And the reading is taken from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mothers of the sons of Zebedee came with them to make a request of him, and bowed low. And he said to her, "What is it you want?" And she said to him, "Promise that these two sons of mine may sit, one at your right hand and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You do not know what you are asking," Jesus answered. "Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" And they replied, "We can." "Very well," he said, "you shall drink my cup. But as for the seats at my right hand and my left, these are not mine to grant. They belong to those to whom they have been allotted by my Father." When the other 10 heard this, they were indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that among the pagans the rulers lord it over them, and their great men make their authority felt. This is not to happen among you. No, anyone who wants to be great among you must be your servant, and anyone who wants to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of St. James the Great. Why the Great? Maybe he was a bit taller than James, the son of Alphaeus. Maybe he was a bit older. We don't know. But we find James with his brother John left what was probably a good family business behind and followed Jesus, causing, I'm sure, some alarm among his family, leaving a good business to follow this wandering rabbi. And obviously, the mother kept a close eye on her two boys, as we see in today's gospel. And James was an intimate of Jesus. He saw the highs and the lows. He was there on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was there on the Mount of Olives. Perhaps he didn't come out of the Mount of Olives with flying colors, but he was there. Also, he must have been with his brother John a bit of a tearaway. I love that incident where they were in the Samaritan town and not received very well. And you remember, they said to Jesus, "Now, Lord, a few thunderbolts," nothing like a few thunderbolts to soften their cough. And I can see Jesus putting his arms round the two lads' shoulders and saying, as they walked out of the town, "You know, lads, I'm going to call you Boanerges, the sons of thunder." And yet, James, one of the great apostles, he was the first one of the apostles to give his life in martyrdom. He was the one who, despite the up and downs, despite the impetuosity, was there to serve his Lord. And his influence came on down through the centuries. Whatever legends abound about Compostela and St. James, what is true, what is myth, we don't know. But certainly, in honor of St. James, Compostela was one of the great pilgrimage centers during the Middle Ages. And it is interesting that people still walk the road to Compostela. And that James, his influence, his love of the Lord is still very much with us. St. James, you are called the Great. You were great. You are great. And on this day, help us in both the highs and the lows of our Christian experience. Amen.